talk robots. Yes, we are in the midst of a robot revolution. That was the Beastie Boys with Intergalactic. That was a bit of fun. Probably haven't heard that on 6VR before. My next guest is Morris Michalowski. He is a business futurist. Are we in the middle of a robot revolution? Morris is going to tell us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Well, there's no doubt that they are a big part of our lives, Morris, and only going to be a bigger part into the future. Are we in the middle of a revolution?
I think we're at the beginning of a revolution for them. I mean, okay. I grew up with the Jetsons waiting for them to happen. And for the last 20 or 30 years, we've seen them in commercial environments. We've all seen the shows, you know, with that robot arm that picks up a part of the car, moves it along and does something else with it. But we're going to see them more and more in everyday lives.
And we can look forward to that, although there would be some people who would feel threatened. Their jobs might be at risk. Morris, is it right to feel threatened?
I don't know if we need to feel threatened about it, but we certainly need to be concerned about it. Like anything in evolution, I mean, right throughout our history, whenever there's a new way of doing something, unfortunately, someone that did it the old way just loses out. And that's been pretty much the way we've always had it.
Okay, so we know about the benefits. Of course, they're more efficient. You don't have to deal with the human cost as you go along as well. They're very efficient and, well, clearly robotic in what they can do, Morris. What are the industries in particular that are most going to benefit from the enhanced robotics that we have available?
So the ones that we currently have are all the ones that are routine. So around manufacturing, we're going to see huge increases in use of them, again, to do the mundane jobs, to the ordinary and the repetitive. In fact, in that sort of world, we're growing about 12% per year in robots, and currently the robot population, no one's sure, but it's somewhere around 1.7 million across the planet. That's how many industrial robots we have. So we're definitely going to see more and more of them. Now, where they're headed to is interesting. We're seeing them move into pharmaceuticals and cosmetics. So in the testing of, in the making of, in the preparation of, so lots of those are around. We're seeing them come into aged care as well. In Japan, they are increasingly using robots to care for the elderly. They're doing it in all kinds of ways. There's a really interesting dolphin robot, which is like a little pet, so imagine like a cuddly toy, it's a dolphin, and the Alzheimer's patient will sit there and stroke it, and it's actually monitoring the well-being of the patient. So that's one sort of robot. We have other robots in Japan that are washing patients' hair, and other robots that are helping to pick them up and carry them around. So aged care is definitely another one.
Morris, is it in Japan that they're at the forefront of robotic technology?
Robotic technology, absolutely. So Japan, for all sorts of reasons, needs to have some way of doing things, and their population is aging, less and less people working, more and more people needing things done. So they're at the forefront. But strangely enough, the country on the planet that has the most robots is actually China.
Okay, well, that does surprise me a little bit. We do know about manufacturing and the like. So this has been a fairly recent thing then, that they put enormous resources into it?
China for the last 4 or 5 years has been going very heavily into robotics, and they are slowly coming to the conclusion that we in the Western world have had, and it's not something that we think about often, and that is that even in China people are becoming more expensive to employ, and a lot of the jobs that China's workers do are routine. So they have at the moment the largest number, and continuing for as far as we can see for the next 10 years or so, we're being told that they will always have the largest number of robots on the planet.
We're speaking to Morris Michalowski, a business futurist, about the robot revolution. Now, I've embraced the robot revolution, Morris. We have the vacuum cleaner, of course, the robot vacuum cleaner. Does a great job, a lot better than what I can do. Within the home itself, we've certainly made great inroads embracing robotics technologies.
We actually love them. As much as we talk about them losing jobs and doing all kinds of things, and rightly so, as you said, the vacuum cleaner has been a great success, has been for a number of years. There's the equivalent outside the lawnmower. And when you think about it, our dishwashers, our washing machines, and many of the everyday appliances we use are in fact robots. A robot is simply a machine with one or two possibilities. They do one or two things. We're going to see more and more of them in the home. Our home over the next few years is going to be increasingly connected. We've all talked about that toaster that pops up and the lights that go on and off and wondered when it was ever going to occur. The reality is that we are literally on the cusp of doing that. And there are a whole lot of technologies which are relatively inexpensive that are starting to be sold. So expect to see more and more of those around our homes over the next couple of years too.
And doing a little bit of research here, Morris, and reading amazing that there will be a connection, I guess, between the robot, the robotics in our home, being able to gauge things like our moods.
Yeah, what we're starting to see, again, in Japan, they're doing a little bit of work around that. A robot that's being taught to look at your face, facial expressions, also to understand how much you're sweating, how you look, and all kinds of things, to make assumptions of your mood and emotion, and then to change things in the home accordingly, and also in the car and other environments. So in the car, for instance, if it realizes that you are in an angry mood and may be likely to cause or have an accident, it might change the lights internally, it might change the temperature, it could change the music, it might even slow the car down given what's around it as well. And in the home, we're starting to see it being used for monitoring purposes, mostly for old people or people that are ill, to make sure that they are where they are, where they should be, and that they're okay. And again, if not, to escalate that out to people to come and assist.
Morris, I have been susceptible to letting my imagination run wild and get the better of me. Can we trust these robots, or is the possibility there that some of these robots could turn rogue?
Oh, what a great question.
Really? I thought it was ridiculous.
No, it actually is a great question. It's been plaguing us for about 70 or 80 years. Asimov came up with a rule back in the 1940s around whether that was right or not, and how we would be able to tell whether our robot was friend or foe. And he came up with this philosophy that, again, robots should cause no harm to human, and that everything that we do is programmed towards that activity. The reality is it has an off switch. It's made by human beings. As long as we ask it to do the right things, it will. But in the hands of some people, it's just not going to behave well.
Okay. Well, that is very interesting. Food for thought. Thanks so much, mate. It's a very, very interesting facet in the world that we live.
A pleasure. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Morris Misolowski, business futurist, the robot revolution. Apparently, it's all good and well to have the on switch, James, the on-off. But what happens if there's a circuit breaker? What happens if old Butterfingers Bell manages to spill a glass of cordial through the circuitry and the robot then mutates? And is a very persuasive and convincing robot, and they take up arms against, first just in my own household, and they get a taste for power, and before you know it, they're just together. There's a massive exodus of robots from all the households through the suburbs, and they rise up and take arms against us. We stand no chance. I don't trust these robots. On a serious matter, if there was one task that you could get a robot to complete on your behalf, I'd like to hear from you. 9221882. Old Ad said came up with he wants a robot to do the dishes. Can't believe he doesn't have a dishwasher. That is, of course, a robot when you look at it. Is there something that you're dying to have a robot do for you? You'd happily pay for a robot if it meant that you weren't charged with that responsibility or task anymore. 9221882.